This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Sponsors today, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Bayou City Angler. All right, it's 71 down on the island right now this morning. Should get a little cooler before daylight, but feels good. Today we're looking at abundant sunshine, high near 85. Winds will be northeast 5 to 10. And then for tonight, clear skies, low of 76, east-northeast winds 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunny skies again, high of 86, east-northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. All right, looking at Galveston Channel tide predictions, we have three of them. We're sitting on a low right now that occurred at 1:39 a.m. That was a 1.5. Then our high is at 3:45 a.m. It's coming in right now, 1.7. And then a low at 2:13 p.m. today, an 0.4. Sunrise, 7:11 a.m. Sunset, 7:09 p.m. Moon phase, 20%. All right, current conditions. Looking at Galveston right now, it's kind of a north-northwest wind at 2. 79 degrees, 86-degree water. Eagle Point, it is 73 degrees, 84-degree water. Northwest, 5 to 6. And at Morgan's Point, 76 degrees with 84-degree water, west-northwest at 2 to 3. So wind is not a factor this morning. Very calm and nice. So looks like a good weekend. For those that are getting out, let's do it. Bow season opens this morning, so good luck to all the guys out there sitting in the trees and everywhere else. Be careful. Hope your tree stands are good and secure, and be safe. Wear your safety harness. All right, let's run over to Sabine now, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what he's doing. I know you're not in a bow stand. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
No, I'm not in a
bow stand.
You're
not up in a tree this morning, man?
No, I gave up bow hunting many, many years ago.
Yeah, a lot of us did. It's fun, though.
Doesn't matter what you kill them with, as long as you kill them.
Well, meat's meat, huh?
That's right. Oh, I stuck a hog with an arrow. I had a pretty good compound bow, and I stuck a hog with an arrow and trailed him.
Yeah.
And lost him. He went through some shallow water, and I trailed him a long way. And I lost that hog. He come out the other side of that shallow water and quit bleeding.
Oh, man.
And I mean, I punched him right through the lungs. And I mean, that upset me.
Yeah.
Because, I was 20 yards from the thing when I stuck him. And I just, that bothered me so bad that I just went and gave my bow away. You know, that don't happen with a rifle. All that trailing and trailing and trailing, and, you know, he just, I mean, that it was up to the fletching. I mean, it went right on in there, thonk, and he just quit bleeding after he run through that water. I never seen that happen before, but it does.
Yeah, it does. It's the game. I remember I was out at Belleville Meat Market one time picking up some deer I had processed, and Marcus Poffenberger was showing me where they had processed a deer, and previously it had been shot with a bow, and that deer healed up. I guess it caught a rib bone, and the broadhead stayed in the deer, and all of his meat and everything just grew up around it. When they were, you know, processing it, cleaning it, they found that in there, and it just shows you how tough some of these animals are. I mean, he just
that can be tough.
Went on about life, you know. Said, "Hey, I got an arrow in me, but I'm gonna survive." And then somebody got him with a rifle, eventually.
Yeah, I've seen people lose deer with rifles too, but.
Biggest 8-pointer of my life. Just, man, that was a heartbreaker there.
Yeah. But I've just kind of learned to wait on my shot and be real particular about when I squeeze the trigger.
Yeah, location's everything.
When I'm just about ready to shoot, I stop and wait. And usually that'll get you clear for an even better shot or whatever. And you just wait just a second, just 2 or 3 seconds. Get yourself settled completely down. No snapshots, in other words.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to, you have to. You know, if a deer's running or something close to you and all of that. But
they're real fidgety and real nervous, like he's fixing to bolt.
Yeah. But and if they're close to me, I don't even mind shooting them while they're walking.
Yeah, if they're close,
if they're walking through grass, you know, I'll just go ahead and tag them and bag them right there. But, you know, if they're moving around, twitching and doing all this stuff, I just wait and be sure till I get my shot right. I hadn't missed in a long number of years. But, you know, you get excited sometimes.
Well, if you don't feel good about the shot, don't take it. Wait till it looks good to you before you squeeze it off.
Right.
Send it.
Yeah, that's very true. That stops future regret and upset.
Well, you know, I've seen some guys take too long, and it gives them more time to get nervous and
yes.
Really mess up. They wait way too long.
That can happen, too.
Yeah.
You wait and wait and wait and just try to get the perfect angle, and, oh, man, that just torques everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, then your pulse rate goes up and everything starts getting, you know, bouncy in that scope, looking through it and going, nah, man, back off and take a deep breath. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, especially if it's a big buck.
Yeah.
You know, that can...
Well, that automatically, I mean, a big one walks out, that automatically elevates everything.
Yes, it does. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I did go fishing.
Well, good.
And did good. And caught a bunch of trout and broke off a big red.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't think it would have been, it wouldn't have been a keeper anyway, but.
Right.
That guy with me, I don't think he set his drag that morning.
Right.
And it was locked up. You talk about a pistol shot. It broke off in the reel.
Yeah.
Just messed up his morning completely. He just put that rod down and picked up another one.
That's why you
always
two,
bring two.
Or three.
Yeah. Yeah, or three. I've always got extras in the box. I almost had a booger redfish spool me out the other day.
Really?
Man. Oh, yeah. I didn't have that much line on my reel, and it wasn't enough. And he run me all the way down to the last three or four wraps, and I just grabbed the spoon. Yeah, I just grabbed the spoon and let him pop off. Then rather than lose all my line.
Yeah. Well, it's good that it broke farther down. I've had that happen too, that it breaks way up, you know, and then you reel in what line you got left and you go, well, that one's done. Grab another one. No line left. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, on that salty hundo, if you put that line through the hole in the spool, there ain't nothing, no resistance when it hits the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go. If you don't tie it around the spoon, I use that hole. I said, oh, man, look at that. That must be where you put your line. And I stuck it in that hole and wound it on there. And I thought, oh, man, that's cool. Well, the very next time I went out, I hooked onto something that just left. I don't know what it was. It was, I think it might have been faster than a redfish.
Maybe it was a shark.
He run me down.
Could have been a shark.
All the way. Yeah. I think that's probably what it was, but I never even looked at him. It just took off. But, we caught 12 nice trout the other day. I mean, some pretty stout ones. For this late in the year, they were still down in the ship channel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a friend of mine did go up north and fish the Sabine River and Calbio and all that. And he did, he launched in Texas, so they had actually caught 6 keeper trout.
Yeah.
So there's some pretty good trout up there. He said some of them were 17, 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up there already. They're just waiting for the shrimp to come out. And it'll happen.
Yeah, that's why everything moves to the north end, you know, because that's where all the tributaries come out, and that's where the shrimp come from. They're just waiting on the dump, man.
They'll be... And they'll be in the Natchez and the Sabine.
Plus, they like the winter up there, too.
Yes, as long as it doesn't set into raining.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't get fresh, I mean, that's...
But usually, toward the end of December and in early January, even if we've had a drought, it sets into raining. And then that pushes the trout from up and around Orange all the way back down to the mouth of the lake.
Yeah.
And once they get to the mouth of the lake, it's anybody's game where they go. And by then, the shrimp are almost all gone. But sometime you'll have some bird activity up there, and they'll be eating little bitty shrimp.
Yeah, they're getting them micro shrimp late in the year like that.
Yeah, they push them up out of the mud. You can't hardly even see them. But if you get it calm where you can see those little shrimp skipping.
I mean, they're little eyeballs and whiskers, man. They're tiny.
Yeah, and the trout love them.
I've seen birds work in January up my way, and it was all on those little tiny micro shrimp like that. But the fish were on
it.
Let me do this break, Bill. I'll come right back at you. Hang on a second. All right. Well, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics. And their archive, that way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, it's real easy. Go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back.
Well, I'm back here with you, buddy.
Well,
so
you still still chunking your bait reels?
Oh yeah,
and good for you.
Yeah, I've still got some. Those things are almost bulletproof.
They are, aren't they? But they're pretty sweet.
I've still got some 13 C reels, C2s, and C's.
Those are hard to kill.
They're hard to kill too, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever wear one of them out. Now, the orange ones, I wore those out.
Yeah, those didn't pan out. I didn't like them. Their best reels were they had three of them that I really was partial to, was the C. And the new C2, you know, they came out with the second generation of them. But then the TX2, you know, that kind of seafoam green one, and the E. I've still got several of those E's are just, man, they're like butter. The only problem with them.
I never did get one of those.
Yeah, they're, man. It was their most expensive reel, and they actually, they originally built those for freshwater. And Cliff and a few of us started throwing them in saltwater. The only thing is their machine's so tight and close, if you got any kind of salt buildup or any kind of just one little piece of trash or anything in that worm gear or anything, it'd start bumping kind of. It wouldn't bump. You just feel it, you know, when you're turning the handle. And
yeah,
I always kept a little bottle of rubbing alcohol with some Q-tips in the boat. And I just rub the worm gear and all that area, you know, clean with that and put a couple of drops of oil on it, and I was back in business.
Yeah, that's
tight those, that reel was, things. Man. But cast,
yeah,
oh my gosh, you could throw them a country mile.
Well, that's I really did fall in love with the C's and the C2s.
Yeah.
Man, these things. But, you know, can't find them anymore.
Well, now they sold out to Rapala.
Rapala.
Yeah, Rapala, Rapala, however you pronounce it. It's
Rapala.
Kind of a Yankee company up there in Minnesota or somewhere, and they hadn't done anything with them.
I had an aunt that was from Sweden, and she said that's pronounced Rapala.
Rapala.
Rapala. Rapala. She had a way of saying
if you're
that.
In the South with a draw, it's Rapala. That's what we always called them, all baits and everything. Catch that on a Rapala.
That's what we did. We didn't know any better. Nobody can butcher the English language better than somebody from East Texas.
That's it.
No, further out in the wood yard.
They're neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people swam the Sabine.
Yeah, they did.
Like my people. My people come across on a wagon over there, my mama's people. They crossed the Sabine down there to what they call Snyder Bend. They had a ferry, and the ferry was on the ground. It was so dry. And they drove that mule team across the river with my grandma with a one-year-old baby.
Wow.
And that's how far we've come in 100 years.
Can you imagine what it was like back in the dark ages like that, and especially cowboys herding cattle and having to cross those rivers, man, when they're swelled up and everything? I guess for the most part.
I don't know how they did it.
I don't either. I guess they had to just set up camp and wait for the rivers to go down a little bit before they crossed them.
Yeah. I guess that's what they had to do.
That's
and that would have been a long wait around here.
Lonesome Dove, man, one of my favorite westerns. And all the rivers they had to cross between, you know, South Texas and Montana. Boy, what a cattle drive that was, buddy.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But I suppose some people did that stuff.
They made people different back then, bud.
I don't know. I don't know how they managed to get through the ticks and the red bugs and the mosquitoes. I just don't know.
Sleeping
that would have called me right there.
Sleeping under the stars every night, under the elements, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Have some hard bark on you is all I got to say. If you're going to make one of those.
That's right. Well, you know, I thought about, stood on the river there and on the Sabine and looked at some logs, sinker logs that the guys had just pulled up out of the river. And they had them tied together with, it was a three log set, and they had them tied together with pins and a pole across each end of the logs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hand cut, hand drilled, and they pegged them together like that.
Right.
And it was still intact. And, I mean, they pulled them right out of the mud.
Yeah.
Out of the bottom of the river. And that wood was just as hard as it was the day it was cut.
Well, the water preserved it.
And right about then, I could, way off in the distance, I swore I could hear log chains rattling and old mule teams, oxen, and more guys saying, gee-haw, you know, just, whoa, mule.
Yeah.
I could just almost hear it standing right there. They did that right in that area. You know, they had a place, a bluff, that they kicked those logs off, and they were big logs too. I mean,
yeah,
beautiful wood. Some were cypress and some were pine, long leaf yellow pine, the kind that you can't even buy anymore. That was a fascinating period in time. Those guys worked hard. You know they did.
It's amazing.
They didn't have skidders.
No.
they didn't have skidders or loaders or anything like that. It was all done by hand, and they'd kick them off in the river and float them to Orange, a big mill down there.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
It really is.
You just think about the history that's gone on around here.
Hey, think about how good fishing was back then.
They didn't have any good equipment, though. It was not like it is now. Yeah, I'm sure it was pretty easy.
I mean, it's like all the explorers that, you know, came in here to Galveston Bay and everything, talking about the water turned red with fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen a little bit of it.
We had barrier reefs, and not anymore. I mean, they used to have cattle drives from Smith Point to, well, it's Eagle Point now, but back then it was called Edwards Point before the ship channel or anything. And pretty awesome. You know, if you just dig in here, history fascinates me. I like digging around and reading about how it was 200 and 300 years ago around here. Unbelievable.
Oh,
buffalo roaming the plains. And
yes. Not like it used to be.
No, it's the only wild buffalo we got anymore on the freeways. Boy, howdy. Golly.
Yeah, and some of them are two-legged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this area took some hard settling.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, they could live down on the coast, but some of them chose to be back up in East Texas. And then it got so hot up there in the timber during the summer that you couldn't even breathe. So and that's when they built those old houses with a dog run through the middle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And they'd put up a board wall on each end of it during the winter. And it just really worked. I've been in those old houses.
Right.
Back,
I hadn't heard that expression in years. Dog run.
Yeah, dog run. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Can you imagine?
Made out of cypress.
You know, in the early 1900s, you know, in that big hurricane that hit Galveston, I think that's probably the biggest, you know, natural disaster there's ever been in the United States. Can you imagine how bad it was then? My gosh.
Yeah, they don't even know what the death toll was. It was somewhere between a couple thousand and 9,000 or something. I mean,
it was just terrible. My mom lost family in that storm.
That was a tough deal.
Yeah, it was.
Nobody had ever experienced anything like that.
No.
They didn't know.
Nope. Well, so far, so good on storms. Hopefully we can get out of unscathed, man. Just get out of this.
I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't that be
sweet? Really would. It would. I'm tired of running from hurricanes.
I'm telling you. And millions of other people.
That's right.
Been quite calm this year. We'll take it. It's looking better. Keep them fronts coming, man. That's what we need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep high pressure over us. Push it away. All right, yeah. Bill. Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend. If somebody wants to come over and fish with you at Sabine, how do they get a hold of you? Give them a number, man.
409-673-9211. And I guess I'm ready to go now.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care. Thanks, Bill. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for all of your grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. I've been using them going on right at 20 years now, and nothing beats the quality of their processing facility. The service, you know, your pickup and drop-off, they handle everything for you. They track your game all the way through the process, and the meal plastic they use, the way they vacuum seal everything, your product stays fresh in the freezer forever. And check out their new sausage recipe they have this year. And you got to try their deer tamales and venison hot dogs. They're really good, too. And in the meat market, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs, you name it, they do it. And you just can't beat the quality of the Belleville Meat Market. They've been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 435. Let's head up to Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh. We'll just call him Captain Catfish right now. Richard, what's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Man, how long does it take to clean 100 catfish?
Well, I do about 75 an hour.
75 an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes, so it ain't too bad.
That's whipping them out pretty good there, brother.
I guarantee you, you get enough practice, you start to get good at it. There ain't no doubt. I'll tell you what, it was pretty good yesterday. The dang wind blew, so that helped a lot, you know. And then that, then it started trying to die off a little bit later, and it's like, man, what the heck? And as it died off, they slowed down, but we still had, we already had about 90 of them by the time it started slowing down, so it wasn't too bad. But it's funny, I mean, when that wind dies down, and everything turns little, or they just quit biting. I mean, it's the dangest thing. But that's, like I say, we already had a bunch of them. Like this morning, there ain't much wind blowing at all this morning.
No, so it's calm, man.
I know. We're going to try the hybrids a little bit and see what they want to do this morning. So it's if they don't act right, you know what we're going to do. We're going to jump right on them catfish. So if them, you know, them rascals want to keep biting, we'll get on them too. I mean, it's one of them things. And I tell you what, I'm liking this cool weather, though. It sure is nice. I mean, these
Yeah, it's just not going to last long enough, man. We need another one. I don't see anything in the near future.
I know it. I know it. That's what's so bad. And I just, you know, I could use a little bit more rain with it. The lake's falling right now, and that's fine with me. But it's, you know, if it keeps up the trend, it'll be dropping about a foot or two over the next month. So it's
dry, you know, because it's been so warm. It just, what little rain you get, it just soaks it up, just dries it out.
You know, no doubt. And then, like I say, I'm starting to see this cool weather's getting them deer moving a little bit more, too. So that ain't hurting my feelings either. I mean,
yeah, hopefully opening morning of bow season, we'll have some bow hunters.
I hear you.
Do some good, you know.
Yeah, they ought to. I'll tell you what, if, you know, like I say, if this cool weather kind of keeps it up, you know, it just, the morning hunt will definitely be better than the evening. But it's, you know, like I say, it's, yesterday I noticed a bunch of bachelored up bucks out there. That's about five of them kind of ganged up. And then this morning there's a couple of them out on the roads coming to the lake. So they're starting to move around a little bit more than they have been anyway. So it's all good. You know, I'm ready for it myself. Just get up there in the deer stand and start looking. You know, it's especially after the wet summer we had, you know, to see how the horn development was, you know, because I've not got my cameras running yet, so I hadn't been able to see what's going on out there with them. I know I need to do a little predator control. The coyotes are getting thick, so I need to take some of them rascals out. Them goofy rascals kill too many fawns every year, so it's you know, it's one of them things where there's a balance there that needs to be taken, and I guarantee you with coyotes it needs to lean towards thinning, a lot thinner than they are right now. Because it's, my cousin's got a bunch of them. He's getting on camera, and he's got his place high fence. So he's, you know, he talks about all his whitetail. He every time he gets the fawn, they disappear. So that's what it is. Them goofy old coyotes eating them up. So it's just one of them things. Kind of either let it go or deal with it. And I'm gonna deal with it as much as I can, just like with them goofy old pigs out there. I mean, there's a couple of big pigs running around on that place that I'm guessing they're probably 200 pounders. So there's some, you know, they're thick and they're running around out there. Every time I get out and go to mowing, I'll run across them here, there, somewhere else. You know, they just hide up in them bushes all day long. And then come out towards the evening and night, and when it gets wet, they'll run around a little bit more. But I'll get them. That's the main thing. It's just, you know, with them goofy rascals, each county's got a buyer, you know, for the pigs and everything. And here lately, they've kind of shut down that buying process for some reason. I'm not sure why, but they do it. You know, they're not, you know, they don't sell them where you can get rich doing it, right? So it's like 25 cents a pound for anything over 100 pounds. That's what it was at one point. And anything less than 100, they don't even want. So it's then a lot of these ranches are buying those big hogs, you know, that's got them cutters sticking out on them. So they, you know, that's one thing. They're selling hunts on those big things. So there's guys that are catching those big ones just for them. So It out there in the hill country, that's what they're doing. I mean, I know a guy that was doing it. He'd haul them in. He said the biggest problem is if you stop by a gas station, everybody wants to go look, right? And then they'll start crashing into that cage and they'll bust them teeth up, and that messes up your sail right there. So, because that's what they're after, them big old long tusks on them rascals. And there's some of them out there that, I mean, like them dang warthogs, you see them things, them rascals got 3 and 4 inch cutters sticking out, and it's like, good night. That rascal there, it can hurt you. And these wild pigs we got, these feral pigs we got, they'll hurt you too. I mean,
they'll tear you to shreds, man. I've seen some photos of people that have been knocked down by a hog. You know, they'll cripple one and they'll get attacked. Oh boy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're dangerous. There ain't no doubt. And they'll go right for you.
They get you on the ground. They got you, buddy. They will rip you to shreds.
Big time. I mean, that's, you know, it's like a few years ago, I shot one with my bow, and I mean, it was a big rascal too. I mean, I had to get a buddy of mine to help me haul him out, but I shot that rascal, and after I shot him, I heard him crashing through them bushes and stuff, and I'm going, uh-oh, now what I do? I didn't want to get out because I could still hear him crashing through them bushes.
Well, yeah, you don't want to walk up on a wounded pig, man.
No. I mean, I was sitting there going, dang it. And I finally calmed down and everything settled down. I said, okay. So I went ahead and got down and found him. He, you know, one shot got him. So it was
bled out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it was amazing. But because when you shoot them with a bow, it's a whole lot different than rifle shooting them. Them rascals, I mean, that arrow, they got that shield on their back. And if you go through that shield, it is thick. I mean, because I went straight through it, and it came out the bottom of his chest, because he was literally almost below me, you know, right. He was within 5 yards, and I'm shooting straight down on him. And but that's what got me, was when he came in, he would take like 2 steps and stop and look around. 2 steps and stop and look around. I mean, he was very wary of anything being around him, because he's by himself and everything. And I mean, it was just crazy to watch him come in, because like I say, 2 steps and stop, and he would look all the way around, and then he'd take 2 more steps and stop. And it was just neat listening and watching him come in, because that's how I didn't spot him. I heard him coming in, you know, because he's shuffling the leaves and stuff. And when that rascal got in close enough, I could see what it was actually, because, you know, bow hunt, you can't move. I mean, if you hear something behind you, you just got to sit there till it shows up.
Yeah.
And then that's exactly what happened with that big old boar hog that I shot. I mean, he just 2 steps and stopped. I mean, it was the dangest thing. I've never seen a deer that wary of coming in on anything. And it's just, he was just that way. And I mean, it was neat just to see it, but that's, you know, that's old news. And, but like I say, I'm ready to get on these fish now. These goofy rascals, I got to check them hybrids, even though I know better. It's just one of them things, you know. I always do this.
Well, you don't know if you don't try. You know, it's
that's right. I know. Like right now, the water temperature's dropped. You know where I'm at. It's 81 degrees right now. It was 86 the other day. So
yeah.
So yesterday it was 85. So it's like, you know, goodness.
How cool is it up your way this morning?
It was 64 when I left the house, so it's pretty cool.
Man, that is sweet. I wish we could get that down here on the coast. It's still in the 70s here.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you
what. It felt good yesterday morning down here, though. When I got off the air and went home, it was nice, man.
I bet it was. I'll tell you what, you know, like at the house, you know, when I'm leaving the house, my temperature, I'm always cooler at the house. It was 58 yesterday and 56 today. But once I get on the road, it's 64.
Yeah, you must be in a low area, you know.
Yeah, right along the creek. So that's the thing. I pick up that cool air coming off that creek and stuff. So, it's a good thing. I'm, you know, it's always get up and I go, dang, it's cold out there. but it's, you know, when you're talking about in the 50s already, and you know, after you're used to seeing those 80s and such, it's just a welcome relief. But it's like I say, it's. This morning, you know, it's nice and calm. That's the biggest problem, you know, is I want a little bit of wind. I mean,
yeah, maybe you get a little breeze later. They're calling for northeast 5 to 10 today, so maybe it'll pick up after the sun comes up.
That'll work.
Give you a little, man. A little bit goes a long way, brother. All right, Richard.
It does.
Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend, and I hope you do good on the hybrids. If not, you got a backup, I can tell you that. That's a pile of catfish, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, hey, throw them out some info. Somebody wants to come up to Conroe and hang out with you, man.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
Nothing tastier than a Conroe cat, man. Nothing
You're not
like
kidding.
They're good eating. All right, brother. Richard, have a good one. See you, man.
Yes,
later.
Sir. All right.
All right. All right, let's hop down the coast now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky in Matagorda this morning. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey. Oh, I'm good. I'm resting up. Got the weekend off.
Yeah, I'm seeing that in my future. These late-night games, these West Coast games, are just I hate them.
Yeah, I fell asleep watching it. I heard they lost it.
Yep, we lost that 3-0 lead we took in the fourth inning, and it went away one run at a time. Lost 4-3, and we had a gift from everybody. Everybody lost last night. The Mariners lost. The Red Sox lost. Or, no, they came back and beat the Guardians, and the Tigers were ahead, and they got beat. So everybody lost that we needed to, and we lost. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. You can't win them all.
It's a miracle that we even finished where we did. I mean, still in contention here with two games left. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
After all the setbacks.
That's baseball.
Really a miracle season.
Yeah.
A lot of teams have just kind of given up, you know.
Yeah, with all the injuries, they did great with all the injuries we had. I mean, they just real entertaining.
Yeah, so. And they brought Myers back too early. I know when he first came back, he had run. I said, Vin, you can tell by the way he's walking, he's got a little limp. Well, he's out. That calf injury's back. So Pena with an oblique strain, and it's just one thing after another.
Know you're down all year long.
Yeah,
you know, in and out, whatever.
Man, that's that hurts.
Yeah. At least we got some fishing. So,
yeah, fishing's good.
We weighed fish yesterday, and we pecked on them all morning, and then it just seems like all week. For a while, it's been better midday bite.
Yeah.
You know, it was about, I think saluter tables say that prime time is like 11 to 2 or 11 to 1, and and it was spot on. I mean, we, I don't know how many fish we caught on top waters there, but kind of went dead calm when we were on a mid-bay reef and caught quite a few. Nothing over 20 inches, but just good 18, 19-inch fish.
Just solid
good top
fish
water bite
in the
slot. Yeah. And they're feeding on that outgoing tide, you know, in the middle of the day. So, good bite.
Yeah, I like
the
outgoing tide this time of year.
Yeah, yeah. They ought to have two good days today and tomorrow. The weather looks great. Ought to be good.
Remember
see no
boy,
reason
way back in the day, what was his name, Frank Noble? Noble's Prime Time.
Oh yeah. Remember he lived here in Matagorda.
Yearly pamphlet, you know, he'd give us all every year, and with the prime time each day, feeding periods and all that, based on the solar tables and all that, and it was pretty much spot on all the time.
Yeah, he lived right here in Matagorda, and
and
he was Frank. A good friend of mine. I liked him.
Yeah, I liked old Frank.
Yeah. Had him on several good fishing trips. Good ones.
He used to talk about you, boy. He loved Charlie Paradosky. Man, I'm catching with old Charlie.
he was a good man.
Yeah, he was.
He had a house on the river, and it was like the first house in Selkirk with lights on it.
Right.
Oh, man, they used to catch fish off his pier. Golly.
Well, they used to catch some big fish under them lights at night, too, back in the day.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear stories where they're starting to catch them now, too.
Good.
And some good fish. You know, that river has not been flushed out all year long.
No, it hadn't. And it's got to be salty as it can be, I can tell you that. If them fish want some fresh water, they're going a long way upstream right now.
Yeah, it's where all the bait's at. I mean, it's just just chunk full of mullet and shrimp, and it won't be long. We get a couple of fronts, birds will be working all up and down the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's going to be a good year, good fall.
Well, if fall will ever get here.
Well, it's creeping in, man. It's really nice in the morning.
Yeah.
Leaving that dock, I can tell you.
Right.
Better than sweating.
I know, man. Those 84-degree mornings, you're loading your boat, icing up and everything, and you just, man, you're already sweating. I hate that.
Yeah.
But it prepares you for the rest of the day because it's going to be in the mid to upper 90s later, so.
And I'm not seeing those equinox tides. Tides are low. That tide goes out, man.
Right.
Well, so
supposed to have them. It's time. We're in the fall equinox. It's time for the bull tides.
Yeah. Well, everything's good over here.
Well, that's good. Good is good.
Yep.
What'd y'all throw wading yesterday? Top waters or what?
Top waters.
Top waters.
When it went dead calm, they wanted that top water. It didn't make any difference. Everybody had something different on.
Right.
I like to throw skitter walkers. That's what I throw.
Skitter walk.
Yeah.
The little one or the big one?
Didn't make any difference. I threw both. I like to change lures and play around with them.
Right.
You know, I've got one regular customer that he likes to throw a baby spook, that chrome blueback baby spook. And he probably does better than anybody.
I like that one. I like the gold one with the red head and the bone one.
That's right.
Those three right there, you don't catch them on those, they're not biting.
They're not biting or you're no good. One of the two. Well,
probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I remember one time a guy, he had never thrown topwaters before, and we're waiting, and I'm trying to show him how to walk the dog and everything, and then finally I just gave up with it. He just didn't have that. He just couldn't do it. Well, he's popping his topwater like a popping cork.
Right.
And I'm sitting there laughing at him and making fun of him and stuff. We're joking around. And he starts crushing them like that. He had a huge stringer that day. I don't know him. He had to have a 70-plus pound stringer. We were waiting the hog pens. He's just popping a jumping minnow like a popping cork. Stop it and start it. Pop and stop. Pop and stop. And then flush. I go, yeah. You just
whatever
never
works
know.
For you. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Rather be lucky than good.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come over and fish Matagorda with you this fall and winter, give them a number so they can reach out to you.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, man. Well, get ready for the playoffs. Here we go. Not us, but everybody else. I'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. How about them Cincinnati Reds coming out of nowhere, man? They're in it.
A lot of good ball players, man. A lot of good ones now.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, have a good weekend. See you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right, we're going to take our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.